host, El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, we're a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Well, we certainly have to go to those places because we discovered them, so we will go there every night, and if other talk shows want to follow along, they can. We had a ruling today by the Supreme Court of the United States of America on the constitutionality of the health care law that was passed in 2010. We're going to talk about that with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. As you well know, there are a lot of differing opinions on this in the country. I wouldn't say is polarized, but I mean, there is very definite strong feelings on both sides of the fence. And it was very much opposed by the opponents of the president, traditional opponents of Democratic presidents, Republicans, conservatives, and so forth. This is a huge boost for the president of the United States, Barack Obama, and his vision of universal health care, which, does exist in other countries. What shape it will take in this country is anybody's guess. And, of course, it is a law, folks, that can still be repealed. It may be constitutional, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the American people unanimously or even in any sense of a majority support it. So we're going to talk about that on the program today. We also have the return tonight for the very first time in many years, Frodo the Puppet. And Frodo the Puppet will be joining us later on in the program to ask those questions, those innocent questions that, a little puppet would.
Yeah, well, but it's not that innocent.
It'll be innocent. Don't worry about it, bud. So we also remind you that we're online at philhendryshow.com. It's philhendryshow.com, live streaming video of the show right now, Phil TV and HD, as we broadcast here from the El Pacifico. And our podcast, episode 12, the free Phil Hendry podcast, featuring such classics as, we've got a really good one there, Bone Master, with Steve Bozell, of course, and not the Greenskeeper. What was the other one we had, man? Oh, yeah, the double shot of Ted Bell. Ted Bell's double shot in anticipation of July 4th, rolling out the best of Ted Bell. Larry Grover is joining us from Conservatives of Kern County. Larry, how are you?
Well, I don't think too much worse than where, Phil, for what is happening to our country today. But, I'm disappointed. We're all disappointed. We think the president's made a grave mistake.
All right, let me read to you something here. This is interesting, and you've got a television on.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Phil. I'm in a game room here at the club that we're at, and there is an awful lot happening in the media tonight. There's no question about it.
All right. We have stories, obviously, about the Supreme Court ruling. Very interesting story here about Rob McKenna. He is the – do you know Rob McKenna?
I know Rob. He's the attorney general, I think, in the state of Washington, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Rob McKenna, who was a part of the lawsuit that was being filed by a number of attorney generals across the country, has distanced himself from other Republican attorney generals. He signed on to this lawsuit seeking to overturn the federal health care law. But today he said Congress should not try to dump the statute in wake of Thursday's Supreme Court ruling. He split with many prominent Republicans in the wake of Thursday's Supreme Court ruling, saying Congress should not move to scrap the federal health care law or even its controversial individual insurance mandate. Although acknowledging disappointment and being on the losing side of the challenge to the Affordable Care Act, McKenna, the Republican gubernatorial candidate, said that he is ready to implement its new health insurance exchanges and Medicaid expansion if elected. He even went on to say here, Larry, just one more thing, and I'll get your comment. There are good provisions in this law that ought to be maintained. Then he said that if some provisions aren't workable, Congress should fix them. What do you think?
Well, I think that's he is a Republican, and of course you would expect or you would hope that conservatives and Republicans are going to remain united. He has some understanding of this law as it pertains to, because he's going to be the governor of the United States, or not the governor of the United States. He's going to be the governor of one of the United States, the state of it was Washington.
Yeah.
And so he obviously, I don't want to get into a whole discussion here because the American people oppose this law and they oppose health care, this kind of health care mandate, and they just opposed it. And I don't know why it is that this man McKenna, I'm not going to get angry at this, the Supreme Court, you know, what are they thinking?
And well, okay, so what is it about this law? So where's the difference of opinion? Why do you maintain it is unconstitutional?
Well, I believe it's unconstitutional because it is the president telling people what to do. And
But it was actually Congress.
Yeah, it was Congress. All right, it was Congress. But it was the president telling people what to do.
But can I just interrupt here?
Yeah, go ahead.
The Supreme Court said that it was constitutional, and they hung their hat more or less on the argument that Congress has the right to levy taxes.
Well, okay, so what does that mean?
It means that Congress has the right, in other words, to implement a tax on the American people. It may be unfair, and of course, if it is unfair, the American people need to band together and oppose it and get rid of the tax. It may be a lot of things, but the Congress has the right to levy taxes, and I believe that that was what they essentially were hanging their hat on.
Well, I don't understand that, and I think really what the reason why we're opposed to the health care law is, and this is more than anything else, Phil, if you want to know the opposition to the health care mandate, is because we don't want to be involved in these conversations and in these debates where the liberals and the Democrats want to throw something on the table that they've already had the chance to look at and talk about, and we're seeing it for the first time, and when they start talking about it, we sound like we're stupid. And so I don't like the way this whole thing came about. And I speak for the conservatives in this country and the Republicans, when I say that that's why we didn't want to have this, because
it was just new.
No, not because it was new. Because it was something I don't understand it. I don't think a lot of other people understand it, and that's my argument, and that's been our argument all along.
But I mean, there have been arguments about constitutionality, about taxation without representation.
Yes, all of that. I agree with all of that. And I, and the Supreme Court, which is, they're going to feel the reverberations of this. They're going to, there's going to be some guys on that Supreme Court that are going to lose their jobs.
In what way? What do you mean?
This is a very unpopular decision, and I think they're going to wind up getting ousted, or I don't think they're going to have their jobs. And
I don't understand how you do. You can't just fire Supreme Court justices, you know. I mean, they unless they do something impeachable, and
well, then they should look in to see if this was an impeach. If they should be impeached, because what do you mean you can't fire them? The fact of the matter is, the American people, we chose these men and these women. And to do a job, and that is to be the high court of the land.
No, we did not choose them. They were appointed by the President of the United States. They were appointed by the President with the advice and consent of the United States Senate. You know?
Well, no, do you understand what I'm saying? All of that is well and good, but do you understand what I'm saying? Because I heard how you ambushed Steve King, Phil, and you're not going to do the same thing to me. And
how did I ambush Steve King?
When he said that they'll be dancing in the streets if Obama's elected, and then you called him up and you said, so they're not dancing in the street, and tried to make him look stupid. I'm not that stupid. What I'm trying to say to you...
I'm not trying to make you look stupid, Larry.
What I'm trying to say to you is this. This is an unpopular decision, and the president will, in November, I think, have a hard time, although I don't know. It looks like he's getting traction out of this, but the Supreme Court...
You don't elect Supreme Court justices.
Well, this was one of the problems that we had with this, that there is no real, there's no communication as to the process. There's no communication as to how this became law in the first place. There's no communication as to how we might petition the Supreme Court and say to them, would you please, in the name of our great country, would you get rid of this law? And they wouldn't listen to anything.
But the Supreme Court doesn't do that, you know.
No, I'll say they don't do it.
But, I mean, they don't do. They are there to review in terms of constitutionality. It isn't something that they can review and vote on in terms of the popularity of it, you know?
I think you are. I think what's happening here, Phil, is, again, you are using a lot of you've got information here. And this is what we resent most about the liberal media. And
No, I'm not being the liberal media. I'm telling you the Supreme... First of all, Larry, I have to tell you, you've got a lot of information that isn't correct. You think that the Supreme Court is elected.
I didn't say that.
Well, you said they're going to, you know, they're going to suffer from this decision. You said that the main opposition to the health care law among conservatives and Republicans is they just didn't understand it. They don't understand why we need it. And I would have to say that there is a little bit more of a complex argument going on than that.
Well, there are all kinds of people that want to muddy the waters and confuse people with a lot of gobbledygook. But the bottom line is that the health care mandate, law, however you want to put it, has been mandated and mandated and mandated and mandated. And now it got mandated some more at the Supreme Court without anybody from the American people weighing in. And now, I'm confused.
All right, Larry Grover with us from...
Which is not to say I'm stupid. I'm saying I'm confused like a lot of Americans are confused.
I understand. 877-876-PHIL is our number. We're talking about the health care law that was adjudicated, ruled today by the Supreme Court as constitutional. And Larry Grover is with us from Conservatives of Kern County saying that... it is a black day. He thinks that the Supreme Court should somehow suffer some consequence, like they should fire some of them or something. I don't know that that's going to happen. And sort of a general idea, a general attitude that the law is not a very easy law to understand, and this is going to backfire on President Obama. We're going to be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-744. Excuse me, I got an allergy and I was sneezing. And I turned the mic off, and I almost sneezed again. 877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You want to get tissue?
Truth is our bitch.
No.
The Phil Hendry Show.
Don't worry, you got a tissue, man. I don't need a tissue. Don't worry about it. Phil Hendry Show. On the line with us is Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County as we talk about the health care law. And your understanding is, or your opinion on this health care mandate, health care law that was ruled constitutional by the Supreme Court is conservatives don't understand it?
I think it's a law that only a liberal could understand, Phil. And I think that the reason why I'm on your program tonight is to express on behalf of, conservatives and Republicans that I know. And, we represent conservatives of Kern County. We're a Central California Conservative Action Committee. And that's it's a pretty conservative part of the country. And
I understand that. But, I mean, your argument is that it's a law. Okay, so it's a law liberals understand.
It's a law that liberals understand and conservatives don't understand it. I mean, everywhere that I go and I talk to other conservative voting people, and they all say the same thing. It's you know, that's why today I was listening to the talk radio programming across the dial here in the Bakersfield area. And everybody that called in was the same. They were saying the same thing, which is they didn't understand it. And the only people really that you heard calling were liberals saying, hey, and all of that. You know, that's all I heard all day long.
I'm a little vague, though, on what your opposition is. I understand that you think it's a difficult law. I understand you believe it to be you can't understand the law.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's very frustrating to sit down and talk about these things. You're telling me about the Supreme Court, and I apologize. I had no idea that the Supreme Court had said you could do something to manipulate those numbers, but I guess not.
That's a whole other conversation. You want to punish the Supreme Court. That just isn't how that works. 877-876-PHIL is the number. Let's go to Kenny. Kenny, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Larry Grover.
Hey, Phil. Hey, Larry. How you guys doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine.
I'm doing well tonight. I'm doing well. Thank you. So, Larry, I wanted to make a comment based on what you're saying here, and please understand that this is not a shot. It might come across like one, but really my issue is with both sides of the aisle right now. I'm an independent. Therefore, the most logical and concise argument wins. And it just seems to me, just like you were talking right. about, I agree. These liberals are calling in going, yay, we won. They don't understand it. You're right. They
sick.
Just know that liberals
sick.
Won.
It makes me sick to my stomach. It
yeah, they just know liberals won.
Stomach.
But on the right. same on the same note, though, yourself included from what I just heard, that, you know, the conservatives are just looking for the fight. You know, as long as it's an argument, then they back it just because it's an argument. They don't necessarily understand it. They don't necessarily agree
don't
with it.
I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't understand what you're talking about. Let me explain what
I'm saying
my
is
position,
it's right
my
now.
Position.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Well, I'm sorry. Let me cut you off.
My position is, what do you mean if it's an argument they back? You make less sense than some of these talk show hosts that I've been, you know.
Well, what is your position then if you're countering this gentleman here?
I'm not necessarily countering. I'm just saying the law is every conservative I talk to, they don't understand, and I don't either. What is this idea of universal health care anyway? And no, that doesn't make me stupid.
Larry,
it makes
Larry,
me a
Larry,
thinking
just
voter.
Hear me out. Just hear me out on this, Larry.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Kenny.
What I'm trying to say here is using the health care reform as an example of a bigger problem. The bigger problem with the country from an independent, from someone who sits in the middle and just watches, is that everyone's going at each other's throats. What I'm saying is if I came up with an argument right now against Obama, simply the fact that it is an argument, most conservatives
would take my side.
Wait a minute.
That's a whole lot of hot air. I want to hear what you got to say. Are you in favor of it or not? Don't give me this, I'm sitting in the middle.
No, wait, because you're spewing a lot of hot air.
You're spewing a lot of hot air, and you're telling me what's wrong with a country. I don't care what your opinion is about what's wrong with a country. We're talking about a health care law here.
That's
your
prerogative.
Let the man say what he wants to say.
Larry, I'm
giving me a whole lot of. He's doing a dance.
That
may be so,
go ahead.
But at least let me dance it. You know, just hear me out.
Okay, you don't mind if I take a nap, do you? Do you mind if
I
take a nap?
Not at all.
All right.
That's kind of my point, is right now I'm saying something that opposes your ideology, and you're attacking me.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on here. I don't understand.
Let me tell you what Jesus said. You remember what Jesus said? Be either hot or cold, but not lukewarm. That's what Jesus.
Okay, that's nice, Larry.
Will you please just, Larry, just calm down?
I want you to talk, Kenny, and Larry, I'm going to tell you to let him speak, or I'm going to have to put you on hold.
Okay, so that's censorship.
I guess it is, yeah. Because if you say one more word, I'm going to put you on hold. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, Larry, what I'm trying to say is everyone keeps attacking each other, left and right.
I just put him on hold. Go ahead.
Thank you, Phil. I appreciate that. What I'm trying to say is everyone that I see is attacking. Now, I don't understand this bill either. I don't. Now, as a cancer child, I had cancer.
Put him on hold.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I had leukemia when I was 3 years old. Now, under this law, and now that I've recently lost my job for the first time in 16 years, I can't be denied. Now, that part I like. The rest of it, I don't understand. And I'll be the first to admit that. And I need to read it. That's my fault that I don't understand it. And the fact that people don't understand it is not a valid argument. Read it. And if you don't understand it, have someone explain it. But the problem is...
I'll tell you one thing that people don't understand is the following thing. You can keep your own insurance. You know, I got health insurance. I don't know about you. I have it through my union. I don't have health insurance. There's no company. My health insurance is through my union.
Uh-huh.
And whether I'm employed or not, so I have health insurance, so this is not going to be an issue for me ever in my life, as long as I can even pay into my union insurance, so it's never going to be an issue for me.
Right.
What we're talking about, and I think people miss this, what we're talking about is a percentage of the population that cannot afford it and wants it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we're not talking
absolutely.
About everybody. We're Yeah, man, we're not talking about you and I, who most of the time we're gainfully employed and we have, you know, insurance. Would you put that guy on hold? Kenny, I appreciate it. Very good call, man, and I appreciate your candor and your honesty, your intellectual honesty on this, and I'm glad you're still with us and that leukemia didn't get you, man. Thank you. 877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Henry Show, as we continue talking here about the... Yes?
Is he still on?
Why were you doing that?
Because I wanted to be heard, Mr. Henry, and I was being...
877-876-7445. Phil Henry Show, I'll be right back.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Very, very significant Supreme Court ruling today on health care. And the constitutionality of it, the healthcare law, the assisted, the technical name is the assisted healthcare law, something like that, or, you know, affordable healthcare. And this is going to be a discussion we're going to continue into the second hour with a couple of variations on it. Right now, Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County is on the line with us. Larry, you're a conservative, Larry, speaking for other conservatives, correct?
I would say that I don't want to say I'm speaking for everybody. I'm just simply saying that of conservatives that I've spoken to, I'm echoing a sentiment, and that is that this health care law is creeping socialism.
Why do you say that?
And the idea, let me just finish my point, Phil, okay?
All right, but I'd just like you to know, I'd like to know why you say that.
This health care law is creeping socialism. That is going to push us closer and closer and closer to the edge of a socialist state and the nanny state, and it will bankrupt us. And
all right, can you give me some reasons why you say that?
If you know the reasons. You know the reasons.
Not the why. I don't know the reasons why you say it.
If you had seen some of the commentary that Glenn Beck had done when he was on Fox News about the socialism that is on its way in this country, you would have understood, I think. But the notion that there are people that it's depressing that people don't understand this.
I understand that, but I'm not talking to Glenn Beck. I'm talking to you. That's all.
Well, I don't want to argue with you about it, Phil.
I don't either. I don't want to argue either.
All right. Well, I'm just giving you my reasons. It's creeping socialism. It's going to bankrupt the state. And you're not going to pull a Chris Matthews on me and ask me what appeasement means, because I know what appeasement means. And
no, I'm not talking about appeasement. I'm asking you about socialism, that's all, and the creeping socialism that you said was on its way.
The creeping socialism that I'm talking about, look at it. Just look at the country today. And if you don't see it, well, I feel sorry for you.
All right. Okay, fine. I mean, I'm asking these questions. 877-876-7445 here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Let's go to another Larry here. Hi, Larry. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover. Go ahead.
Oh, it's good to talk to you. It's very interesting to listen to your guests. Obviously, he's in charge of a political action committee or a... someone who feels that they're educating people about politics, and
yes,
I would suggest to him that the first way to learn about it is to listen, not to talk.
I've been listening for 43 years, and it all sounds like noise to me.
Yep, I know what you mean. But when I listened to 19 Republican debates, as vile and repulsive as I listened, most of what I listened to was. I listen to all of them because I need to know how people are thinking. If someone is actually trying to educate someone about how the country should work, they should first understand the Constitution that the country is based on. Your conservative host or your conservative commentator there,
Mr. Grover.
No. Yeah, Mr. Grover.
You can talk directly to me, sir. You don't have to talk around me.
Well, no, I understand that. It's just very shocking to me that someone someone who professes to be an expert and to advise other people does not understand that the basics of how the country works. I mean, thinking that
they can
get rid of a Supreme Court, it's just amazing. They don't even know.
Well, wait, hold on.
Performed.
Well, Mr., I think you're being influenced here a little bit by Mr. Hendry, who was just, you know, doing a victory dance all over me because I misspoke.
Well, how did you misspeak? You said the Supreme Court.
I'm saying that. Don't you think that the Supreme Court? How can they hold on to their jobs? Well,
they hold on to their jobs because they were appointed by the president with the.
I heard what you said about the advised consent. I'm just wishful thinking. I wish I could fire them.
Well,
okay. Now.
But you didn't know how the Supreme Court was appointed.
I'm an old-fashioned American working man. I'm a working stiff. You ask me all these questions about how the Supreme Court is appointed. Who cares? You know, when you get right down to it, who cares? You ask me what's the health care. You know, the particulars, I don't know. All I know is it's socialism. And
let me hear from Larry some more, because I think what's happening here, Larry, you sound like you're almost stunned.
Are you talking to me or the other Larry?
I'm talking to the caller.
No, I'm not stunned. Unfortunately, I'm appalled. The attitude that I see, and I've seen it nationwide, is that if you don't understand anything, you condemn it. If you fear it, you condemn it. I have to understand everything in order to judge both sides. I can judge both sides, and I find that someone like
my name is, you can call me Larry Grover, you can say I'm the guest, you can call me a commentator,
Mr. Grover,
or, you know.
Mr. Grover, I hate to call him Larry because, unfortunately, that almost links us to the same name. He talks about himself as being an average American. I think
I'm an average American. And you said you're appalled. It's like, you know, I walked into the room and excuse me for being juvenile, but it's almost like I walked into the room and cut a really foul fart or something.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I'm appalled by Mr. Grover. He doesn't have any idea of how he runs.
I'm Larry Grover, and you're saying to me that I basically walked into your house and cut a fart.
Well, it
no, is he's not being he's not being that juvenile. What he's saying is...
What do you mean juvenile, Phil? I'm trying to get to it.
What he's saying is... You can't talk about this issue because you don't understand, A, what's in the bill, B, how it is that it even got to the Supreme Court and what the Supreme Court represents, how the Supreme Court can rule on constitutionality, and you know, the tenure of these men, and all kinds of things, Larry.
And that makes me unusual how. I'm speaking on behalf of the American people who are sick and tired. God!
You know, you can be an advocate. But unfortunately, it's a heavy responsibility, and it means, as this man was saying, you got to get educated. You can't just get up and be frustrated on a soapbox, man. The world has had enough of people like that.
Well, what does that mean, the world's had enough of people like that?
The dictatorial, autocratic people who are just angry and frustrated, and they want change, and they whip up a mob, and the mob rules, and at the end of the day, only things get destroyed.
Boy, oh boy, will you listen to this speech? Hey, Larry, the caller, Larry, are you there? This is the other Larry. How do you like that speech? Hold on for a minute, Phil. I'm going to give you what you want, Phil. Hey!
That's
Phil Hendry for president.
Well, you can be sarcastic if you want.
Yeah. Let me explain who I am. He may be a conservative.
Right.
I happen to be not only liberal and progressive, I happen to be the direct descendant of a man who came to this country in 1629, came to Salem, went to Boston, became one of the first leaders of Boston, and that is an American that goes back to before America was America, and I take that heritage very seriously.
Who was he?
His name was Walter Palmer.
Never heard of him.
Well, it doesn't
Walter
matter
Palmer
if you heard of
was one of the first 8 or 9 freemen in
So Walter Palmer was a freed black. Was he a freed slave?
No, Freeman.
Was he just a
Freeman? Freeman were the Puritan leaders that came over and were the pillars of their church.
They didn't have the freedmen until the Civil War. See, there's something I know that you don't know, Henry.
Good for you. All right, listen. I appreciate your call, sir, and that's fascinating. I'm going to look up Walter Palmer now and find out more about him.
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. That's Larry, 877-876-7445. We're talking with Larry Grover. Did you hear what that man was saying, though, you know?
Yes, I did hear, and I also took a note, Mr. Henry, of, you know, your sarcastic cheerleading.
Excuse me, but weren't you the guy that went, hey?
What?
Didn't you put the phone down and applaud into it?
I'm sorry. I don't know what you're referring to.
You put the phone down, you went, yay, you clapped.
Oh, yeah, because you gave the big speech. And I'm saying it takes more than giving a speech.
Well, if that's the case, then that's something you need to learn, sir. You need to learn that. 877-876-7445. Talking to Larry Grover here from Conservatives of Kern County. He is at the... actually, they're at their meeting, and I'm telling you that it's very, very distracting, Larry, listening to the television set. Can somebody get him to turn that down? Is he? All right, let's go to Bobby. Bobby, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Oh, hi. Hi, Phil. We're listening to your program. I wondered if your guest is still there.
Yes, he is. Mr. Grover? Mr. Grover?
Yeah, right here.
Oh, hi. I wanted to ask you a question. When you say the bill is too difficult to understand, you're speaking my language, because my husband and I were talking about it.
And were you able to understand it?
We were not. And
Can I ask a question here?
Well, you know, Phil, I'd like the lady to say what she wants to say now. You've been directing traffic here long enough.
Yeah, I agree, Phil, if you wouldn't mind. So we saw about the health care ruling or however, right?
Right.
And I said, well, that looks to my... And I said to my husband, it looks, as you said, very socialism.
Yes.
So we voted down. We didn't vote at all, but we did write to our congressman, and we just said no, 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 and we gave big thumbs down.
Did you write... Can I ask a question?
I think I'm talking to Mr. Grover right now, Mr. Henry. I'd rather not...
You and me, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
I said to my husband, we had sent a letter to our congressman by way of snail mail.
All right.
And I said, do you think it got to him on time?
I don't think it did. Yeah. I got to agree with your husband, ma'am. I don't think it did get to the guy if you sent it snail mail.
Well, that's what I'm thinking maybe what happened. If you sent a letter to the Congress of America, and you said it's snail mail.
Yeah, that could be.
Okay, I have to take a break.
Yeah, that's all I got, Bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Henry.
877-876-7445. Did you hear what I just heard? Did you listen to that?
Wow.
I sent my letter to my congressman snail mail. It didn't get to him in time. Maybe that's why he voted for health care. 877-876-7445 is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch.
So unhappy.
The Phil Henry Show.
You sound all bummed out.
I am bummed out.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We have Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County on the line with us as we continue talking about the United States Supreme Court ruling on the constitutionality of the health care reform law, if you will. They said it was constitutional. And Larry, you are pretty sort of black and white on this. Not black and white, but you're fairly set. You're just saying... No one gets the law, no one understands the law, and the Supreme Court should be fired, even though they can't be.
Phil, you're making me sound a little bit, I'm not putting it that simplistically. You're making it sound like I can't debate the merits of the law. I want to say something, though. When I was sitting here waiting to go on the air, I heard the music start after your commercials, and it was all very loud, and I think that's distracting to the caller.
Okay, well, we'll take that into consideration.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to tell you how to do your show, but I thought it was something I could contribute here that doesn't sound too confused, because you need to understand something. The health care reform law that was promoted by Barack Obama, do you know where health care reform law started? Do you know where they had the first health care?
Yeah, they had it in Germany.
That's right. They had it in Germany. You're absolutely right. It was started by
Bismarck.
By Otto von Bismarck, yes. Now, guess what they got in Germany pretty soon after that? They got a guy by the name of Hitler.
And well, that's a real jackass jump to make, man.
A jackass jump? Do you deny there was a guy named Hitler?
I don't deny that. I know that there was a world war, and there was an economic depression, and there was a lot of stuff that was going on in Germany between the time that Bismarck introduced universal health care, which, by the way, folks, was in the 1870s, so we're not talking about a...
That's why I'm saying, you know... The
1870s, that's a long time ago, so, you know, healthcare reform is not new.
Yeah, but you're not listening to me. I'm telling you that they had healthcare reform law in Germany, and then they had Nazis. Do you understand?
Larry, I understand the connection you're trying to make. It's not going to work with me. I'm sure that there are people that will buy it, though. How's that?
Well, sir, you're trying to make it sound like I'm some sort of a three-card Monte guy. Some guy standing on the corner waiting to stick his hand in your pocket. And that's not what I'm... The guy that's putting the hand up my pocket is not up my pocket. I misspoke, but into it is Obama. And so...
All right, hold on, man. I want to get to some phone calls. 877-876-PHIL. I understand what it is you're trying to say. Let's go to Brandy, who I believe agrees with you. Go ahead, Brandy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I don't see how anybody cannot see that socialism. You're being forced to pay for something that is optional. Healthcare is supposed to be an optional thing. Only 25% of people do not pay their bills. That's 25% of the United States. That's not a lot, and the people that do pay taxes and the people that pay into Social Security make up for that. I understand right now
that's a tax that's not optional, is it?
What?
Social Security.
I don't think this lady, she's not, did you say she agreed with me? Because I don't want to.
Just hold on, Larry. Go ahead, ma'am.
In other words, what
I'm saying is you have a choice with everything. You don't have to, you're saying you have a choice with everything. I'm saying to you, well, how do you have a choice with payroll taxes? You can say, oh, well, you don't have to work. Right, that's true.
Right.
But when you go to the store and buy something, here's
Milk
another
contact.
One. You don't have to,
Bread
hold on.
Contact.
Yes, it,
Your
hold on.
Are not
you're
taxed.
Not listening to me. You're not listening to me. You don't have to go to a doctor. Who says you got to go to a doctor?
Well, that's essential to life.
So what are you worried about?
I'm worried about if they're telling us now that we have to buy health care, what are they going to tell us later that we have to buy?
Well, now you're shifting your argument because you just got beat on point one. Now you're moving on to point two. What are they going to tell us next, huh? I think you worry about bridges before when you cross them, not before.
Thanks very much. They are trying to
see you later. Get out of here. You know, I don't mind.
Phil, that lady was making sense.
No, she wasn't, because you just got done saying that she didn't represent you.
She sounded stupid at the beginning.
Yeah, huh?
And you hung up on someone that was making a good point.
No, she wasn't. I'm not going to talk about the lady after I hung up on her, but I can't, you know. She was making less sense than you. 877-876-7445. Let me go over to Doug. Go ahead, Doug. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, hello, Phil. Thank you for taking my
call.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You know, you may have to hit put this Larry on hold button because I have some truth I want to state quietly and clearly, and I'd like to not be interrupted.
I don't want to interrupt you, sir. I just want my two cents to be heard.
Well, you let me have my say clearly, and then you can rebut it if you have the right words for it. I'm going to make a statement about you, Larry, for one thing. Okay. For you to be the leader of this so-called Kern County conservative group is a it's a shock to me because of the ignorance of your knowledge of the Constitution. And it's an education problem that's gone on in this country for a lot of years, since way back, I believe, in the 40s, about the inception of the Department of Education. So, furthermore, the Constitution is not being taught to the people in this country, not in its entirety, not into a level of understanding that the people understand that what's being taken from us. And so, therefore, for you to be the leader of this group, for one thing, is a travesty. It's sad.
But I agree with you. I agree with you.
Conservatives. No, you don't.
I agree with you.
You've got
sure
to
I do.
All right, hang on. Doug, hang on. We're going to take a break, Doug. Doug, hang on. Stay with me.
I will.
Yeah, stay with. You got to be quiet, too, while I'm talking, Doug, because this is the host of the show, and I'm the big daddy here. Hold on, hold on. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Boy, look at you, man. You really like to stick it in and break it off, don't you?
Take it easy, Larry. Be happy that I'm not hanging up on you. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back with more on healthcare after this break. Thank you.
Up your giggy with a wah-wah brush.
Phil Hendry.